Bruchim Habayim, everybody, welcome to Parsha Insights, Parshas Kairach. Lezecher Nishmas, Uleila Nishmas, Rebecca Basarina Chukas. What did we say? Parshas Chukas, Lezecher Nishmas, Uleila Nishmas, Rebecca Basarina, and Leon Ben Rachel. Each and every week, please have in mind, their neshama tahara zalhabin, a lichtig ganeden, and to all those here, listening live, even those who came down, or especially those who came down from New York, those who are listening on the phone, and those who will Bezashem hear the recording. It's an honor to be able to learn together Parshas Chukas, and Be'ezras Hashem, we should have insights into the Parsha, and it should make our Shabbos Kodesh, share the Divrei Torah, let it make us better people, and let it be the catalyst to bring about the Geula Shalema. There's a tremendous amount to talk about in Parshas Chukas. That would be obvious. As much as I tried to get beyond Para Aduma, I didn't do that successfully. So tonight's Shir Be'ezus Hashem will be entirely on the very beginning of the Parsha Para Aduma, which is the ultimate Chayk, Zeis Chukas HaTaira. And Be'ezus Hashem will mention multiple Pshatim on the idea of Para Aduma, and hopefully Be'ezus Hashem, we will have much greater and deeper understanding into this ultimate chayk. It's interesting, we generally translate chayk as meaning something that is beyond our rationale. It's a rationale or something that's beyond our comprehension. That's the way we translate a chayk. There are many things that we understand, many things that may make sense to us, or that, oh, that's the reason it makes so much sense. Chayk is not like that. Chayk is something that is beyond our comprehension. The truth is that Para Aduma, besides being that definition of the word chayk, in fact, Rav Simcha Wasserman, Zecher Tzadik V'Kol Shevracha, speaks about the idea that chayk has two definitions, or really two connotations of the word chayk. Yeah, the first one that we just said, something where the reason is hidden from us and is beyond our comprehension, but chayk is also a reference to something that has permanence, something that will endure and really last forever. We find the expression chayk v'lo yavar. Chayk v'lo yavar means that it's a chayk and it cannot be surmounted. In other words, it's a sense of permanence. It will persist forever. If you think about it, the two definitions are really related one to the other. When something has a rationale or a specific reason, so then I might be very quick to dismiss it. If either I feel the reason is no longer applicable, it doesn't pertain to me anymore. That's something that pertained to me 20 years ago, but it's no longer applicable. So I might be easy to dismiss the mitzvah or the thing, whatever it might be, because I feel that the rationale or that which it is predicated on is no longer applicable. So in that sense, there's no permanence. It's not going to persist and remain forever, at least in our mind. But something that has no rationale in the sense that is beyond our comprehension, so what's the reason that we do perform this? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is what you're supposed to do. That's why, by the way, Para Aduma is called Zeis Chukas HaTorah, because really that should be our understanding and relationship to the entirety of the Torah that the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us. And we actually mentioned this a few months ago when we gave a shiur on Shavuos. There are things we don't understand and things that we think we do understand. But even the things that we think we understand, if you remember, we said a similar pshat at that time. You perhaps remember that. Don't do those mitzvahs only or solely for the reason, oh, I understand. Because what happens when you no longer understand? Or what happens when you no longer think it's applicable? Oh, something has changed. So chalil, I think that the mitzvah can be dismissed. Chalil v'chas. To all of the things beyond our comprehension, with our rationale, view this as Zeis Chukas HaTorah. That should be our approach and understanding of the entirety of the Torah. Don't do it for any reason other than the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded you and commanded you, and it's our obligation to do the Dvar Hashem. Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. That's why we do what's written in the Torah HaKadosh. But Rav Simcha Wasserman says so beautifully, now you can understand the connection between the two definitions, the two connotations of the word choik. Because something that you feel you have comprehension of, and it's within your rationale, so if there's a point that it no longer persists, so you're going to stop, so it's not permanent. But a choik, as we said, is something that's beyond our comprehension. The mela, we do it simply for the reason that we're told, oh, that's not something that's going to ever be abrogated. That's something that's going to be with permanent. Mamela, that's the correlation between the two definitions. Choik, as in something beyond our comprehension. Choik, as in choik v'layav, or something that will persevere, something that has endurance and which will last forever. Because that which you view as a choik with the first definition will be fulfilled in the second definition. It will taka last forever. It won't be subject to my whim. Today, yes. Tomorrow, not. Next week, yes. Next year, not. But rather, it will be something that will be kayim la'olmei olam. And with that introduction to Parah Aduma, usually I ask the olam when they open up their chumash, take a look at the first pasuk. Take a look at the first Rashi. Rabbi, say, take a look at Unklus. Take a look at Unklus, Pasuk Beis, look inside. Zois Chukas HaTayr, beautiful to see you following so magnificently. Zokt Unklus on the word Zois Chukas HaTayr, this is the decree of the Torah. Unklus says, Do Gezeras Oiraisa. This is the Gezera. The word Gezera is a very strong word, Rabbi, say. The word the Gezeira might be translated in its lightest sense as a decree. But when you hear the word Gezeira, that's a very strong term. There was a Gezeira on a person. There was a strong decree on a person. The Shaila one has to wonder is, why is Unklus translating Parah Aduma as a Gezeira? Moshe Rabbeinu is viewing it as a decree. You're right, there's no clear rationale. You're right, it's beyond our comprehension. But Mayrai V'Rabbeisai, the word Gezeira is generally associated with almost, if you will, a painful decree. Right, you've heard the expression, oh, it was a Gezeira. Aye, it was a Gezeira. The connotation that we conjure up in our mind is a painful decree. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu, when transmitting the mitzvah of Parah Aduma, feel it was a gezeira, a painful decree? What about it made it more difficult than any other mitzvah that Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Klal Yisrael? A magnificent kasha, a meiridik kasha. In what sense was it a painful decree, more difficult than any of the other mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu taught? The Heilige Chesam Sofer, Zechusa Yogan Aleinu, cites a medrash to answer the question. I want to tell you, by way of introduction, I was very, very taken by this pshat. It really, on some level, greater or smaller, but one level or another, relates to every one of us. And I'll even go a step further and say, our achrayus and obligation in this world. Now that was a strong introduction, listen to what the Chesam Sofer says. He quotes the Medrash that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, to you, Moshe, I'm going to reveal the hidden secret of Parah Aduma. But to everybody else, it's going to remain a choik. To everybody else, it's going to remain something that they won't have the comprehension of. That means that Moshe Rabbeinu was really the only human being that was privy to the real reason of Parah Aduma, but nobody else. Moshe Rabbeinu was not permitted to share that knowledge, as you just indicated correctly with your finger, to anybody else in Klal Yisrael. Unklus is teaching us, for Moshe Rabbeinu, that was a gezeira. That was a difficult and painful decree. Because it was a decree against himself Moshe Rabbeinu was the quintessential leader. Moshe Rabbeinu was the ultimate Rebbe. And there is pain experienced at not being able to convey a Dvar Torah, or a Torah lesson or a thought to somebody. And that pain was so intense that Moshe Rabbeinu considered it against himself a Gezerah. You see, because someone who's a Rebbe, the ultimate role model, the ultimate quintessential paradigm of a leader, wants to share and wants to give and wants to impart from the knowledge to give from the wealth of the wellspring of Torah. And when you're told you cannot, Moshe Rabbeinu felt that was a Gezerah so much so, he cried out to the Ribbono Shel Olam in pain, "It would have been better for me not to know the reason of Paraduma than to know it and not be able to share this Torah with others." And now let's go back to the comment I made in the introduction. It applies to all of us on a smaller or greater level, but to everyone. It's a big achrayus of ours to share the beauty of Torah with those who may not know. People who may not know that on Yom HaKippurim you're supposed to be fasting, or on Pesach there's something unacceptable with eating chametz. Does it bother us? Do we feel as a gezerah? Are we pained and disturbed by how difficult it is that others do not know of the beauty that we know? Just tell me, does it pain you? "Oh no, I'm fine, I'm going on." There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says, "In lamadata Torah harbe, al tachazik toiva la'atzmocha ki lekach metzarta." It's a pshat we've said in the past, a myridika pshat from the Radomsky Rebbe, Zechusa Yagan Aleinu. Literally, what does that Mishnah mean that I just quoted? If you've learned a lot of Torah, al tachazik toiva la'atzmocha, don't feel good about yourself, like we would say in the vernacular, don't pat yourself on the back. That's why you were created, says the Radomsky Rebbe. Anytime you have the word toiv, toiv is a reference, a euphemism to Torah. Ein toiv, ela Torah. Torah is the ultimate good. Im lamadata Torah harbe. You've learned a lot of Torah? You go to shiurim? You've amassed and accumulated a wealth of knowledge? Al tachazik toiva. This toiv is referring to the Torah. Don't hold it la'asmucha. Don't keep it to yourself. What right do you have to keep it to yourself? Share it with others. Spread it further. Ignite the fire of Yiddishkeit and Torah within others. Al tachazik toiva la'asmucha. Don't you hold the ultimate toiv Torah to yourself. Go out. Teach it. Spread it. And bring others closer to Avinu Shebashamayim, ki lekach metzarta. That's why you were created. And if you rearrange the letters of the word metzarta, it spells the word sinairis. Sinairis are like funnels, because that shefa that comes down from Shemayim that's been bestowed upon us, it's our obligation to funnel it and to channel it like sinairis to others. Baruch Hashem, we're privileged to learn Torah, to have the greatest gift in the world in such a rich existence. What are we doing to share it with others? And if we can't share our knowledge with others and bring others closer to Avinu Shebashamayim, we should at least feel like it's a gezeira. It's a painful and difficult decree that I'm currently not sharing something with someone else. And I said earlier, a person doesn't have to be only in a position of a Rebbe or a Rav or a teacher, a particular leader, to fulfill these words. You think everybody hearing these words doesn't have this opportunity multiple times a day? You meet somebody at work? Somebody in shul? A neighbor down the block? Somebody in the supermarket, somebody on vacation. I dare say there are countless upon countless opportunities each and every day to teach people about the beauty of any of Shabbos, of different aspects of the Torah. It's something that every one of us, Baruch Hashem, or whatever the level is, I don't want to say only can do, but we have a chiyuv to do. In fact, if you take a look in the morning when we say Ava Rabba, Nusach Ashkenaz, Ava Rabba and Shachris, Tzvart says Ava Soilim, what do we say? Please, v'sein b'libeinu, Ribbono Shel Olam, instill in our heart, l'ilmoidu l'lamei, to learn and to teach. How many people are actually, in this room, how many people are teachers? A few. But if you go into any room, not everybody's a teacher. So what does it mean, l'ilmoid u'lelamed? Rav Moshe Zecher Tzadik v'Kodesh L'Vracha says, everyone is a teacher. Everyone, by your actions and your interactions and people who meet you and greet you, you're in a position to spread and to teach. Are we doing it? If you take a look towards the end of Sefer Bereishis, and I believe it's also from the Halig of Radomska Zechusi Yogan Aleinu, where the Pasuk says that I became an orate for my brother, and how could I go back to my father if I don't fulfill that arevos? The Radomska says it could also be understood as every one of us are a raven for our brothers. Every one of us are responsible for a fellow yid. Lil maydul alamed. Al tachazik toiva la'atzmacha. Eich ela el avi. How could we go to Avinu Shebashamayim without fulfilling our obligation, our achrayis of our avos? Whenever we can't, we should feel it's a gezeira. We should be zoicha to take the richness that Baruch Hashem, and as I said a moment ago, in any setting, to any person, now that you hear this pshat, open up your eyes, you'll see golden, countless opportunities on any given day. Whatever it is, to help a person in any way that they can, let's bring people closer to Avinu Shebashamayim. If you take a look at Parah Aduma, there's a Rashi earlier that says something very interesting. Rashi tells us by Mara that we took upon ourselves three mitzvahs. I'm referencing in Mara before Kabbalah Satira. Rashi tells us those three mitzvahs were Shabbos, Dinim, and Parah Aduma. Now, Rabbi, say two of the three I could explain. As a prerequisite to Kabbalah Satira, Shabbos, and Dinim, a judicial system where things have to be in order. But Parah Aduma? Why is Parah Aduma one of the three mitzvahs that were mamish, vital and essential as a prerequisite to Kabbalah Sotar? Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, well, we were by Mara, we took upon ourselves these three mitzvahs, and now we're learning in Chukas about Parah Aduma. What is it about Parah Aduma that you're putting it with Shabbos, with Dinim, and without it, you can't go to Kabbalah Sotar? Why? Parah Aduma, as you already know, has an extreme uniqueness. Let me begin by telling you that there are many mitzvahs in the Torah and many psukim that speak about doing chesed, most notably the Ahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha, multiple psukim in Parshas Kedoshim. We're a nation of chesed. In fact, the Chasam Sofer tells us a Moira Dika Gematria. When we behave, you're listening to this Gematria? When we behave on our highest level, we have the name Yisrael. And it's our job and our tachlis to perform chesed. The Gematria, the numeric value of the word Yisrael, Yud Shin Reish Aleph Lamed, is exactly 541. The Gematria of Chesed, Ches Samach Dalet, is 72. 541 plus 72, 613, Taryag. When we behave on that level of Yisrael and we perform Chesed, it's being mekayim the entirety of the Torah, all of Taryag Mitzvahs. We mentioned a number of weeks ago. And Nefesh HaChaim from Reb Chaim V'Lozhiner. His son says that, Reb Chaim V'Lozhiner's son says, my father always said again and again, Lo Nivra Adam Elo Lahoya Lacharini. The sole reason that a person was created was Lahoya Lacharini, to help a fellow Yid. Reb Chaim V'Lozhiner. The reason a person was created was to help a fellow Yid. Tying it back to the pshat we said a few moments ago of Altachazik Toyer La'atzmacha. Altachazik Toyer La'atzmacha. What better way to help a fellow Yid than by teaching him Torah? The most profound way, teach him Torah and bring him closer to Avinu Shebashamayim. Zochav Chaim V'Lozhiner, that's why a person was created. L'hoya L'charimi, to help someone else. So yes, Rabbi Yisai, when Yisrael performs chesed, the outcome is Taryag 613. So there are many psukim, and many times we find this throughout the Torah. But Parah Aduma has the unique distinction of fulfilling another role. And I'm sure those listening know already where I'm headed. Parah Aduma is metaher the temeim, but it's metame the tahirim. The one who had the ashes of the Parah Aduma sprinkled upon him that was tamei, now he becomes tahar. But the one who was tahar, the one who carried the ashes of the Parah Aduma, he now becomes tamei. That's different than all the other times we mentioned chesed and being there to help someone. We're now talking about a different level of chesed, a different level of helping a person. It will cost you. It's at your own expense. While you successfully were metired to mayim, you purified he who was impure, but it was at your own expense. It was metame the tehoirim. It made impure the one who carried the ashes and was pure. That, Meira V'Raboisai, is a different stratosphere, a different realm of chesed. Let me explain. Many people, Mika'amcha Yisrael, we are extraordinary, like none other, in our performance of chesed. But sometimes you might find a situation or a time or a person where the chesed will be performed on my terms. Now is a very good time for me. It's somewhat of an easy thing for me to do because it's second nature to me. And I like you. You're an easy person to do chesed with. You're an easy guest to have. It's very, very easy. Please, I'm not minimizing. That is wonderful chesed. But that's not Parah Aduma-esque chesed. Parah Aduma Eschesed means, while you help the other person by being Matahirim, it's Matami, you would come at an expense. Which in the vernacular would mean, it might be at a time that's not so good for me. It might be with someone that's not necessarily exactly like me. It might be going beyond my comfort zone. So that nobody makes a mistake. I don't mean to an extreme of the expense of something that the Torah wouldn't want, or where someone in your family takes a back seat and it's at the expense of someone or something that shouldn't be. In case that went without saying, I said it to make it clear. But how many of us can step up to the plate and do Parah Aduma-esque chesed? It's not such a convenient time because I just came home and right now I would like to relax. And now there's a knock at the door? This particular type of chesed I'm being asked to do, it's not mamish my comfort zone. This person that I'm being asked to get involved with, they're not exactly like me. Sometimes they make me feel a bit nervous. I'm not, of course, talking at the expense of safety, chalila v'chas. We have to do para aduma-esque chesed. Sometimes it's not the most convenient time. It might not be with the person that we would always say, ah, this was an easy chesed to do. Rashi is teaching us that a prerequisite to Torah is Shabbos and Dinim and Paraduma. Why? Not just doing chesed, but the chesed that's Paraduma-esque in nature. And that's something that all of us can relate to. The next time we're faced with a situation at a time, or a mitzvah, or a person or a thing that might be someone beyond our comfort zone, can we push ourselves? Can we realize this, although it will come at my expense, paraduma es, this is a prerequisite to Kabbalah Satayra. And finally, if a person takes a look, I didn't want you to think we weren't getting past the first pasuk. If a person takes a look towards a few psukim before Sheni, Pasuk Yedal tells us, Zois ha-Toyra Odom ki yomos ba'oyel. Literally, it means that these are the teachings regarding somebody who will die in a tent. It's, of course, a reference to the laws of Tumas Oyel and the halacha and the psukim mentioned. There are some beautiful pshatim on these words, Zois ha-Toyra Odom ki yomos ba'oyel. Quoting the Gemara at the end of Brachos, where the Gemara at the end of Masechta Brachos tells us that Torah is not miskayim only by a person shemei misatznoi, that's willing to kill himself over it. Again, tying it into the pshat of paraduma esk, tying all the pshatim together, the first pshat we said, to be there to help someone. Help them with the greatest gift, the gift of Toiv, Torah. Sometimes it may not be easy, it may not be so convenient, but that's paraduma. The Gemara at the end of Brachos tells us that for Torah to endure, for Torah to have permanence with you, to be miskayim, meimis atzmoyaleh, to play on words, meimis. The Pasuk says, Odom ki yomos ba'ayhel, a man who dies in the tent, but it's a play on words, a reference to which oyel? Oyel shol Taira. What should a person do in the tent of Taira? Odom ki yomos ba'oyel. As the Gemara at the end of Bracha says, meimis atzmoi. You gotta kill yourself. You gotta push yourself. It's extraordinary. You see people who may be extremely busy with multiple things during the day, perhaps earning a parnosa, and many tzarchei tzibur, they come home, they might feel like a shmata. 1 a.m, I will not go to bed before doing daf hayomi. I will not go to bed before fulfilling shnai nikavecha targum. People, how extraordinary. For that you could be jealous. Kinah seifim tarba chokma. That type of jealousy spurs people to become better. The Pasuk tells us, Odom ki yomos ba'oyel, ba'oyel shol Taira, a person has to kill himself over it, as the Gemara at the end of Bracha says, meimis atzmai. Meimis atzmai means to push yourself and push yourself and push yourself. Is that not what we said a few moments ago about paraduma? There's chesed that's easier, and then there's chesed where meimis atzmoi, you push yourself and push yourself. What type of chesed is that called? Paraduma eske nature. Odom ki yomos ba'oyel and oyel shel Taira. Sometimes you mamish have to push yourself and you'll see you're taka able to. I never knew I could accomplish that. There's an extraordinary pshat the Zayar tells us. The Pasuk in Kohelet says, Shlaim HaMelech says, V'shabeach ani es ha-meithim shekvar mesu. How praiseworthy are the dead that have already died. Now, how do you explain that pasuk? Tishabeach ani asameisim shekvar mesu. I praise the dead who have died. People who have died, they're already dead. They're dead. That means they've already died. What does Shlomo HaMelech mean? The Zayar tells us something. Pile, 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 playim. Let's say this pshat to conclude the shir. The Zayar tells us, based on what we just said, people in this world, Adam ki yomus ba'oil, as the pasuk says, beginning of pasuk yudalid. As the Gemara at the end of Bracha says, memis, you have to kill yourself. In other words, the Zayar says, in this world, while you're alive, you want to be dead. Dead in the sense that you are killing yourself, pushing yourself to perform that chesed, to learn that tire. Push yourself, push yourself, push yourself. That's an expression of yomos b'oil. That's an expression of the Gemara Soif Brachos. Memis in this sense means you pushed yourself. You've accomplished beyond what you thought you could. A person who dies does not want to leave this world after 120 gesunte years, a live person. The person who dies wants to leave this world as a dead person. Which type of dead person? The type of dead person of Adam ki yomos ba'oyel. The type of dead person that the Gemara Soif Bracha says has pushed himself in atayra miskayemes el b'misha meimus atzmayelef. Push yourself in the chesed and the Torah. You'll see beyond your comfort zone how much you were able to accomplish, says Shlomo HaMelech. V'shabeach ani esameisim. How praiseworthy are the dead people who, when they die, shekvar meisu. They've already died in this world, in a sense. What do I mean in this world they've died? The type of misa that we're talking, where they push themselves beyond the limit that they knew, push themselves beyond something they thought they could, but you see, they were able to. V'haraya, I did. That type of misa in this world is the best type. For in that type of misa, Adam ki yomos ba'ayhel. In that type of misa, Torah miskayemes, Torah endures. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech means. How praiseworthy is the person that dies, shekvar mesu, that in his lifetime of 120, 160 with inflation, gesunte years, has already died in the sense, which type of misa? The misa of main misatzvay, push yourself, and accomplish. We should talk of bizoicha, to be able to push ourselves and bring this beauty to as many others as we can. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael, ki lekach metzarta meirav rabbeisai. That is the reason that we have been created. Let it not be for us a painful gezeira. Oi, why didn't I teach? Why didn't I spread? We have countless golden opportunities each and every day. Let's utilize those opportunities to bring all of Klal Yisrael closer to Avinu Shebashamayim. Let's be zeicha to be mekayim zeis chukas hatayra. And be'ezras Hashem will be able to be mekayim and fulfill. This is the purpose of why we were created.